Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's talk about winners and losers from week 8 next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Adam Azer to do a quick recap of week 8's action from Sunday. And luckily, we managed to avoid too many injuries. There were a handful of minor ones. Jonathan Taylor left the game with a recurrence of his ankle injury, but he came back, so hopefully there's nothing to be concerned about there. The one that may be concerning was Cooper Kupp leaving Sunday's game late with an ankle injury. Sean McVay afterwards, I think it was like the last minute of the game. Sean McVay afterwards was saying he was kicking himself for having Cooper Kupp in the game in that situation. He injured himself on a tunnel screen with the 49ers down by like 3 scores. It wasn't a particularly great situation to have Cooper Kupp in the game, and hopefully it won't be a serious issue. Early indications are that it's not, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on over the next couple of days. Adam, is there a single Rams player you would even want to start with Cooper Kupp out?
No, Brandon Cooks, baby. Fingers crossed. No, they're terrible with Cooper Kupp out. Oh, Higbee. Higbee. That's it. I always forget about him.
The bar is so low, but he's been pretty bad lately.
He has. He had a really bad drop. He could have had 30, 40-yard gain on a catch and run. That would have basically made his day, given him a respectable day. But, yeah, he'd be the only guy. I'm not going to get completely away from him. I still think he's their second best option. Allen Robinson's getting interesting. He's, getting a little momentum that he could be a number three receiver.
Not a lot of interest in Ronnie Rivers?
No, I think, look, if they say Kyren Williams is going to be a factor at some point, then what do we have here? We have a terrible backfield for fantasy.
Yeah, they've had the fewest points scored by their running backs in PPR all season of any team. So, yeah, it doesn't seem like a good situation. Let's move on to some good things that happened on Sunday, and there were actually quite a few of them. It was kind of a fun day, at least heading into Sunday Night Football. The average team scored 23.4 points per game in this one. That was up from 21.7 through the first 7 weeks of the season. So that's a good thing. Adam, give me a big winner from week 8.
Well, Justin Fields, first of all, we have 6 teams on bye next week, so you're going to have to go hunting for some quarterbacks, and Justin Fields is available in about 50% of CBS sports leagues. And now I think this is 4 games in a row for Justin Fields with
19 top 12 QB, wow. 4 weeks in a row.
That's great. And this was against Dallas. I mean, this was 30 fantasy points against Dallas. The rushing totals are just phenomenal. And there's a possibility that he's just going to be the breakout quarterback that we were hoping he would be, that we thought maybe Trey Lance would be. So I think at the very least, you have to roster him, and you're probably going to start him next week against Miami and then Detroit and then Atlanta. Couldn't look much better schedule-wise for Justin Fields.
Yeah, I agree. He looks like at least a borderline top 12 quarterback moving forward, if not just a top 12 guy. He's averaging right around 70 yards per game on the ground over the past 4 weeks with 2 touchdowns in that span. And, if that's the rushing production that we're going to get from him or anything close, he's got as much upside on the ground as anyone except for Lamar Jackson, really. So, that's really going to help if you can just be decent as a passer. I'll go with Antonio Gibson as a winner from this one. I think he's back to being the running back to roster or to start for the Commanders offense. I think Brian Robinson is just a guy. He's going to get what's blocked for him. He'll get his short yardage opportunities, but that's 2 weeks in a row now that Antonio Gibson has scored a receiving touchdown from inside of the 10-yard line. Look, this is a three-way backfield, and J.D. McKissic still has his role. He was still out there in 2 minutes late in the game, but overall, I think Antonio Gibson probably has the clearest path to fantasy relevance of any back here. He's not going to be great, but the production's been pretty good the past couple of weeks. They're using him in the passing game. They're using him downfield. They're having him run a lot of routes. I think there's actually a lot to like about it. It's not RB, top 12 upside for Antonio Gibson like we were hoping for, but he's a useful fantasy option at a time when you really need some. So that's Antonio Gibson's a winner for me. And how about a loser from you, Adam?
Michael Carter's a loser. It's another three-way backfield there.
Yeah.
Cortland Sutton's a loser. I have no words. And Jonathan Taylor is a loser. I was nervous about the change to Sam Ehlinger from Ryan because I thought the catches would be much, much lower, and they were. He went from 7 last week to 0 this week. He had one target. I'm not saying that's going to be the case. He could have had 2 touchdowns in this game. He got stuffed at the goal line. Naeem Hines scored a touchdown with Taylor blocking, so I don't think he's useless or anything like that, but I actually liked Matt Ryan for him just because Ryan was throwing to the running back so much. Yeah. Again, I've said it before. Their offensive line is so bad that I don't think they can really run the ball as effectively as they wanted to. They're not a good offense. They're not a good team. He's going to be a bust. How big of a bust is the question, but I think he's not going to be Najee Harris bad or anything like that. But I think there's definitely a scenario where you've got Ramondre Stevenson and Travis Etienne and Ken Walker and Damian Pierce, these guys who have emerged, and you're deciding, am I starting them or Jonathan Taylor? And it could be a matchups thing, or quite honestly, I think I'm just going to tell you to sit Taylor in a lot of cases.
I don't think I can go that far yet.
Those guys. I mean,
yeah. No. I get what you mean.
Guys who have passed him. A lot of guys who have passed him.
Yeah. He did leave this game briefly with the recurrence of that ankle injury. So I wonder how much of, maybe he just missed one drive where they happened to be throwing a lot. I haven't looked at the play-by-play data yet, but that's the one thing I would say is there is some concern just with that ankle injury. Yeah. There was some concern that it was like a high ankle sprain when it happened. So that can linger and really sap explosiveness. So hopefully that's not what we're seeing, but yeah, it hasn't been great for him, and things have not been good for the Steelers offense at all this season. There are a handful of situations this year where I've just decided I'm never going to say, well, it can't get worse again, because that was something that I said with the Panthers offense, with Baker Mayfield. It was something I said with the Steelers losing Ben Roethlisberger. Turns out things can get worse. They had 300 yards of total offense against the Eagles. Look, it's a tough matchup. We know that, but there's just nobody on this team now with, Najee Harris splitting carries with Jalen Warren, with so many of the targets getting distributed to so many different guys. It just, there's nobody on this offense that's really looking like a must-start fantasy option. I don't know if I don't think I had anybody outside of Pat Freiermuth ranked inside my top 24 at any of the positions. And I don't think that's going to be the case moving forward either. Pat Freiermuth, probably a top 12 tight end, but everyone else definitely sittable and probably should be sat in fantasy lineups moving forward. So that's going to do it for FFT and 5. For more of a Week 8 recap, make sure you listen to the full episode of Fantasy Football Today, wherever you get your podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow with an early look at the Week 9 waiver wire.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.